Then that fall, we had to cruise the Kaiser Creek timber area in there in the head of the muddy, a little muddy. And so Bill Robb and I, with two pack horses and our saddle horses, along about 3rd or 4th of November, started out to build the timber sail cabin, the cruiser's cabin. And we didn't have only just saws and axe, and Carl Yana was supposed to bring the grub up to the Horseshoe Ranger Station, and we'd pack up. We had enough along for a few days, and we stopped the old Dunham sawmill and picked up some lumber to build the doors on the cabin, and the Bill wanted to put it on his horse, and put it on his pack horse, and of course the horse is not used to it, and he scattered everything Bill had on the pack, so then we had to repack it and put it on mine.
Well, at that time, D.L., was the old county road that went through Ute Park and over Ute Pass and on, was that in operation?
Oh, no.
That was still before that?
Oh, yeah. No, it was all trail in there.
It's pretty well overgrown and dim now, but the Jeeps are getting in, and so I suppose it'll be a road again someday.
Yeah. We built that cabin. That's the only lumber we had for the cabin. We used poles for the roof, and I cut the timber, and Bill skidded it in, and I laid up the logs. Bill didn't know anything about that. When we got to the ridge poles, why, Bill brought in some, about 4 or 5 inches or 6 inches, and I told him those wouldn't do, that the roof would come in. He got a little bit mad about it, but he finally went on out, and we got some larger logs and put them up there, and we cut poles and throwed the duff and needles on top, and then dirt on top of that, and we had some this cream cloth that's kind of like isinglass, and we put that in for windows and built in the bunks, and we completed that cabin in about 10 days. Yana come up and helped us 2-3 days, but he wasn't much help on that. And then that winter, during the cruise, there was Johnny Johnson, myself, Carl Yana was supposed to be in charge, but he wasn't there very much, didn't know too much about it. And Bill Robb, there's a little friction between the two of them on that. And let's see, Urban Post, and Frank Smith, and Al Straub.
The old man or the boy, Frank Smith?
The old man.
The old man, yeah. I knew both.
Yeah, that is the old man.
Young Frank worked for me. Frank was on the uncompartory when I first ran into it.
We were in there about 3 months, and along about second month, so when Yana went out to get the mail or something, we packed it in on everything in on our backs afterwards. And Urban Post sent down an order for him to bring back some firecrackers. So he thought we'd be there till the 4th of July. And in the evening, we had a poker game that ran as soon as we got through with our compilations and brought up our tally sheets and one thing another and maps. And we didn't have any poker chips. We had beans for pennies and 44 shells of Bill Robbs's and nickel piece. That ran all the time. And I think when the 3 months is up, Johnny Johnson had won about $18, and two or three others had had 4 or 5. Well, in my state, and as soon as we got it built, I went down and took over the Horseshoe Ranger District, and then along about the latter part of December, they sent up the grub and canned goods and stuff that was going to pack in there. So I packed that in and the stove, and We buried the canned goods to keep them from freezing. The meat we hung up a tree or between the trees and the pole and covered the canvas to keep the camp robbers out of it. And the same way with the bread. Because when we next month when we come in, there's too much snow to get all the way up with a pack horse even. We had to pack part of it in, then on our back, their beds and stuff.